Chapter 18. Running full speed, Nath traversed the ledges and cut into the Grayscaler's path. The black-winged dragon's dark tail whipped fiercely into the rocks. Its eyes glowed with fire. It reared back, hissing, eyes narrowing, jaws slavering. It clawed its way toward Nath. He beckoned it onward with his claws.
"Come on, then,"
Nath said in Dragonese.
"I have something for you."
Serpentine neck down, horns lowered, it charged. Nath snatched it by the horns and shoved its face into the ledge. Jaws snapping, the dragon thrashed and bucked. The awesome strength of its power tried to sling Nath off the cliff. He held on, dug his clawed toes into the dirt, and started shoving it backward. The man-sized beast roared. Its neck jerked. Its tail flashed over its back and smote Nath on the head. Once, twice. Fresh blood ran in his eyes.
"Enough of this!"
Nath slammed its head into the rock face. Once, twice. He cranked its horns around and twisted the creature to its back. Its front legs and arms clawed at him like a wildcat's. Pinning it down, he kept twisting.
"Yield,"
Nath said.
"Yield or die."
The muscles inside its scaly neck strained and resisted. Muscles pumping, Nath twisted harder. Its claws scraped all over his body. Blood dripped in his eyes.
"It's me or him,"
he heaved. The Grayscaler went limp. The glow in his eyes extinguished. Lathered in sweat, he raised his fist into the air and yelled up to the other dragons.
"Which one of you traitors is next?"
He shoved the dragon off the ledge.
"No mercy for him. No mercy for any of you."
Nath had had enough. These dragons were vicious killers, controlled or not. And he wasn't about to risk any more of his friends dying if he could help it. He spat blood, eyed the dragons. Some circled. Some dove into a volley of arrows and stones. Torn, he rushed for the nearest cave, calling for the gnomes. Shum dashed along the narrow ledges, ducking in and out of the small caves. He hollered, whistled, and crept inside. But so far, all of the shallow caves were empty. Fleet of foot, he sped to the next cave. A Grayscaler dropped out of the sky, hovering in the air by the blustering power of its wings, cutting him off. Swords first, Shum darted in. Elven steel struck in a fury, driving the beast backward out of range. Shum slid by into the next cave. In a second, the dragon had hemmed him inside. A stream of liquid fire spewed from its mouth. Shum twisted away, lunged forward, and hacked into its nose. The dragon retreated, filled its lungs again, and spewed dark smoke into the hole. Blinded, Shum started coughing and hacking. He chopped his swords at any sound of movement. He fought to hold his breath, but couldn't. His coughing increased, and his eyes began to burn. His elven hearing picked up the sound of claws getting near. He focused on what he'd already seen and readied his elven blades. His coughing stopped. All fell quiet. He hacked again. The dragon pounced right on top of him. From horseback, Hoven removed a short spear packed behind his saddle. He flipped it hand over hand once, lengthening it. A second time, lengthening it once more, extending over 6 feet in length. It was a special weapon of the roaming rangers. Elven-made magic called a dragon needle. Trotting through the forest with the ongoing battle ringing in his ears, Hoven scanned the ground. There were no tracks of the monster he believed killed one of his brothers, nor any strange impressions in the ground. Just a gentle wind, with the smell of death in it. His steed snorted and nickered to a halt before moving forward again. Hoven, heavy and well-built like his brother Shum, towered in the saddle. He was everything a wilder elf represented. Stalwart, alert, formidable. An extension of the wild land he thrived in. Covered in skins, leather, and light elven armor, There wasn't anything the wilderness soldier was unprepared for. Until today. Something had slaughtered one of his brethren. Something he could not track. It was as elusive as Sansla Liber. His mind ran through the catalog of everything he had tracked and hunted over the centuries. Giants and orcs, witches and warlocks, pixelins and nymphs, dragons and dolomphs. But nothing as curious as this. He tugged on the reins. Something had pushed through the underbrush, and there were fresh drops of blood on the ground. He lowered his spear, poked it into the thicket, and pushed it aside. There were bloodstains on the leaves. There had been blood on Chaldon's blades as well. It was Hoven's hope that the creature bled. But how had it come this far without letting blood until now? Perhaps it was Chaldon's blood he saw instead. He poked the brush and scanned the higher branches. Horse hooves stomped beneath him. The supple muscles in his back tightened. He could feel a heavy gaze on his neck. He eased his head around. Large, burning cat's eyes locked on his, sending a chill through Hoven's bones. He jerked the reins and wheeled his spear around. The dragon cat creature was gone, but he'd heard a description of the strange beast before.
Feline fury! Come, kitty, 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 kitty!
Dragons diving, Renoir launched his first stone. The creature spiraled away, but the stone exploded into the cliffs beyond it. He grunted with approval. The mystic might from his bracers surged through his arms. He scooped up more rocks and started chucking them, one right after the other. One caught a flying dragon square behind the wing. It squawked and spun into the cliff.
Yes!
Above, the dragons dove and spit fire. The roaming rangers and Ben volleyed arrow after arrow. Bezog's fingers unleashed shards of fire that blasted into the dragons. They dove, spit. Fire charred the rocks, burnt through the armor and flesh. The fighting force held its ground, unloosed everything they had, filling the skies with the roaring sounds of angry dragons. They were repelled again and again.
Eat that!
Renoir yelled, hurling a rock into a grayscaler's spitting mouth. It tumbled from the sky and crashed into the ground. Two roaming rangers rushed in with fine elven steel and cut it down. It was one of several dragons that died, but they kept coming. The skies became thick with them.
Keep fighting!
Renoir yelled, chucking another rock.
We have to hold them off long enough for Nath to find those blasted gnomes.
He noticed a dragon snaking along the cliff ledges. He hefted up a large stone over his head and heaved it with all his might. It exploded into the dragon's side, knocking it off the ledge. The others let out a cheer, hoisting their bows high in the air. The grayscalers retreated and hung high in the sky.
Well done, Renoir,
Ben said, slapping him on the shoulder.
I don't think a catapult could have launched that rock with such power.
Of course not,
Renoir said.
Unless it was a dwarfen catapult.
Of course,
Ben said, mopping the sweat from his brow. His armor was charred black in spots. Eyeing the sky, he added,
But there are still many more of them.
Bah,
Renoir said.
They cannot handle my great feats. And the next rock I toss will be bigger than the last. Ha ha!
A great shadow blotted out the sun, covering them all. It glided past them.
What in Narnum is that?
Renoir said, lifting his bearded face to the sky. He glimpsed a pair of claws as great as he'd ever seen.
Dragon,
Ben said, with dismay.
Big dragon.